Reformation, Part 1. Underneath the pressed marble foundations, they have buried the witches, and in the dark library storerooms, they have put away the myth. Now the dark shape drifts up the stairs, stands on the rostrum, and conjures. A chain of laughter moves around the cocktail party, light laughter, like the clink of glass and ice, and the jingle of bracelet rings. The smoke rises between us in a scream, and everyone is gay except for you. And you are restless and turn away to look for nothing, and could not tell me if I asked you why. Dante rose out of his grave and passed a bar, from the asylum where the air is a camouflage and the intimacy impersonal, he heard hell's music. The well-dressed lady blushed and said, "Would you mind if I called you father?"
"Not at all if it helps," he said.
The well-dressed lady bowed her head and tried to find a way to tell. When the storm lifts the litter from the streets and screams around the buildings, tearing at the wires and throwing down the leaves, when the earth heaves and breaks itself and the sea comes in a great hand to slap the land, the shadow rides upon the water and contorts his face in lightning for the pain of another power. Part 2. In my dreams I run until I am out there, in the middle of everywhere, Wyoming, where 100,000 voices sing the silence, and the clouds as big as giants expand their chests and roar. Where there is a stillness in between for the quiet things that sing in the smaller amplitudes and play on the fragile strings. Where only flowing water passes, never ours, and the undulance and coolness of the stream shares the lovely solitude of dreams. It is a myth, the quiet place. I awaken from the illusion of the schedule into the shelter of the willow, the soothing moving of the water, and the warm enclosing arms of sun. Part 3. Idumea, we have forgotten. The blur of pigeon wings moves into the evening, following the day into the west, dipping under the rose edge of the gray bowl, and out into the ever-light. The great eye dims as earth turns beneath the aperture and closes away the blue. Plate-glass windows watch the white translucence change through blue into the crystal black of night and sigh into the security of stars. Idumea, we have forgotten. The shadow hovers down so near we cannot see. We only feel the cold, like fear, rush past, and wait and play to pass the time that's ticking faster than before. And the dark shape moves from door to door. Who knows when it has passed, or whether we are all dead at last.